Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Beye, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Vav. Chazal assert buying and selling on Yom Tov, just like in order to do it on Shabbos. What is the reason they assert buying and selling? Well, normally when you buy or sell things, you write things down or you erase things. You have to keep cheshbon. Who gave what to whom? Who paid for what? How much did he pay? And being that the malacha of writing and erasing kaisiv and moichik are aves malachas, so if he's going to write down, okay, so you owe me so much, or he's going to erase it and say, no, let me erase it and rewrite it. No, you only this amount, not that amount, whatever it is, that would be an issur d'oraisa. So Chazal were geyser, and they said you cannot buy or sell, hire, or rent things on Shabbos and Yom Tov because you may come to write. And even when it comes to a dvar mitzvah, do you know that that's the reason we don't do a pidyon haben on Shabbos? Some say the reason we don't buy or sell on Shabbos is because of what Nehemiah said. When he was discussing the sad state of Klal Yisrael then, he was saying that the Amioratzim bring things to buy and sell on Shabbos. Don't buy it on Shabbos. Others hold that the Isra of buying or selling on Shabbos is because it says, Mimtzai Cheftzucha V'daber Dover. Shalo Yehei Diburcha Shal Shabbos Ki Diburcha Shal Chayil. On Shabbos we talk differently than we talk during the week. Okay, so what's called buying or selling? Buying or selling means there's an exchange of money or something else. Well, suppose I want to buy something on credit. So here it depends. You can do it, but you can't mention a price. Now, in the times of the Mishnah, you didn't just go into the butcher and buy a pound of meat. What happened was people would get together and they would buy the meat of an animal as a group. Let's say a group of 10 people would arrange for a butcher to shecht an animal for this group. So I want to organize such a group on Yom Tov. So you have to negotiate. You have to say to the butcher, we want you to shecht the animal that is worth, ich weiß, $500. We have 10 people over here. Each one is going to pay $50. That you cannot do. Zakt Mishnah, ein nimnin al ha-behema. We cannot be counted for a behema lechatchila to set this all up to start with. This is how they would arrange the purchase of meat. B'yamtev an yamtev. What is the stress of the word lechatchila? Because the iser is only if they start this negotiation on Yom Tov. It wasn't discussed before Yom Tov to make up the price. As the Mishnah continues, Avul bat nimnin aleha. We may be counted for it, meaning for its meat. May erev Yom Tov. Erev Yom Tov, he goes to the butcher. He discusses the price, how much meat, how many people, how much each is going to pay, what the total amount is. All these negotiations are done on Erev Yom Tov. If you did that, so on Yom Tov, you can proceed weiter. Shaychetin, you can shechter, umachalken b'neim, and divide it amongst all the people according to whatever they pre-negotiated. I would have thought maybe even that you can't do on Yom Tov. So the Mishnah says, no, that's okay. As long as all the money things were spoken about and arranged before Yom Tov. Now, l'maisa, I have to give out the meat. Normally, I would weigh the meat in a scale, the kind of scales like you see the pictures before the Shoshana, a kaf maznayim. There's like a pole in the middle, and then there are two things that come down diagonally on each side. There are like two cups over there, two things hanging from those chains. And the way I weigh it is to see how things are equal, how things are even. So if I have a weight, which I know is 1 pound on one side, I put meat on the other side until it's equal, the two sides, and now I know I have a pound of meat. The shaila is, can I use such a scale on Yom Tov in order to divide the meat? Zakt de Mishnah Vaita. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shaykel Adam, a person may weigh. Basar the meat. Keneged hakli, against a keli, or keneged hakoifetz, or against a chopper. A keli or a chopper, where does that come in? What Rabbi Yehuda is saying is quite simple. Rabbi Yehuda is allowing us to use this scale. But I don't want you to take the special stones that were designed. You had a pound stone, a 2 pound stone, or a litra, or a chatzi litra. These had exact measurements. We knew the weight of these stones. You would put it on one side of the scale and the meat on the other side, and then you would see if it's even or not. Now that's uvda d'chol. You have to do it a little bit differently. You know be'erach. How much a certain keli, let's say, or how much this chopper weighs, so you put that on one side of the scale and put the meat on the other side of the scale. That's how I'll figure out how much meat I have over here. and I'll know how much to give to each person. They helped Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachamim say that Rabbi Yehuda is being too lenient. The Chachamim say, Ein mashgichin bekaf maznayim kol ikar. Literally, I don't want you looking, I don't want you checking out a scale at all. No scale. Rabbi Yehuda says we're not doing it the normal way. We do it during the week. We're not taking the special stones that are marked exactly how much it weighs. We're using a keli on the other side, or we're using a chopper. So the Chachamim say sometimes during the week when you can't find that stone, they would do it this way also. They would take a keli that they knew how much it weighs. It's still too close to Uvda Dechel. So according to the Chachamim, how should I give out the meat? The answer is, we're going to approximate. You'll pick it up and you'll say, I think this weighs so much and so much. And even that, only a person who's not an expert butcher can do. An expert butcher, when he picks it up, he has a much more exact cheshbon. He can't do it. And also, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tav Kuf, Sivkat and Yud Gimel, see Paskins over there. Let's say I want to take the stone that weighs a certain amount in one hand and the meat in the other hand. I'm not going to use a scale. I'll just measure it that way. Oh, I feel there's the same amount of weight on my left hand and on my right hand. Even that you cannot do. Just pick up the meat with one hand and more or less say, I think this is how much it is. I think it's even. Now, how come the Chachamim use such a strict lashon? Ein mashgichin. What does the term mashgichin mean? A mashgiach means someone who checks things out, who's looking very carefully. Mashgiach menacholaynes. I don't even want you to look at this scale. The answer is that the Chachamim are telling us, let's say I want to use the scale not to measure things. I want to keep the meat in the scale. Why pint in a scale? I don't want to keep the meat on a table because the mice can get to it. But on the scale, it's higher up. It's like swinging back and forth in the scale. I don't want to measure it. I just want to keep it there. Even that you can't do. That's why the Chachamim use this strong lashon of Ein Mashgichin Bekaf Maznayim Kalikar. So once again, what did we learn in our Mishnah? We learned that business dealings is Aser on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Some say it's a Gzeira of coming to right. When you do business, you write, you erase, rewrite. Some say it's because the Navi Nehemiah cried over what the situation was in Yerushalayim when he got there, and he said, people are doing business on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Some say it falls under the category of Shalayehi Dibur HaShal Shabbos Ki Dibur HaShal Chayil. By the way, on Shabbos, you're not supposed to say things that you're not allowed to do. Well, how much was that bike? Some people say, Nishtin Shabbos Geret. How much was that bike? That doesn't help when you say Nishtin Shabbos Geret. You're not allowed to say, how much was that bike on Shabbos? Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zechon Levracha, used to say, when a person says Nishtin Shabbos Geret, it makes as much sense as someone who says Nishtin Shabbos Getan and he opens the light. Does that help? No, he's still over in Isser Deraisa. So we explained people used to get together to make up beforehand with a butcher. The butcher should have a Shaychet Shecht for them. Perhaps we said at the beginning of the Mishnah, the butcher should shecht. We don't mean chas v'shalom that a butcher who doesn't know how to shecht should shecht. We mean the butcher would arrange for a shaychet to shecht. They make up a price with the butcher, then they make up how much each person is going to pay, how much each person gets. Well, you can't do it on Yom Tov. You can do it from before Yom Tov, and the shaychet can go ahead and shecht on Yom Tov, and they could divide it, but you can't make up these prices on Yom Tov, can't make the arrangement on Yom Tov, and when you divide it, you can't use the scale in the regular way. At least that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Yehuda says, instead of using the special weights on the other side, use a keli or a chopper. And the Chachamim say, no, not even that. You can't use a scale at all. And as we explain, not even to keep the meat there, because you feel it's safer there.